Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what the word says I can do. It's the living seed of God living in me, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never will I be the same. God increase, pastor decrease, giving tears to hear what God has to say. I'm going to walk with power and not let the lost get left. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I pray that I am in the midst of company of people who still have to obey God when nobody else gets to obey God. All right. I pray that I'm in the company of people who still have to obey God when nobody else has to obey God.
Amen.
There we go. Yeah. There are times where if you've ever said that statement, why do I still got to obey when nobody else does? Well, you won't stand before God with somebody else. You'll stand before God by you. Amen. It's the title of today's message is We Still Must Go. The finish, I wrote this all wrong, the finish that is within us. There's a finish within you. You are not incomplete. You're not a quitter. Amen. You are not somebody who likes to start things and not finish them. There is a finisher within each and every one of you. Right? So when we start it, God has already called us to the completion. That's why I'm so excited about your New Year's resolution. You're at the finish line. We're rejoicing in it. And John chapter 1, verse 48 through 50, Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these. Now, Philip showed up to help him. Philip showed up to help Nathanael. Before Philip showed up to help Nathanael, Jesus already saw Nathanael under the tree, right? Whoever you're praying for, God already sees them available to receive whoever's going to show up to help them, which means we still must go. So you may be showing up to something because somebody prayed, and then God is saying, you still need to go. Because you're the visible part of the miracle that they're already experiencing. When you pray, it happens right then and there, right? Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things, hope for it's the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. So then when I pray that means it's already happened. When you hear me say Daniel 10, 12, it means that when he prayed, Daniel said pray, but it took 3 weeks for the prayer to get there. But he said, I heard you when you prayed the first time, right? And then so we still got to show up. So whatever God told you to do, when God speaks of you, you still need to do it anyway because somebody has prayed somewhere for you to get up and do your part of that prayer. So all this juice I make, crazy. I'm friends with the lady at H-E-B. Anybody go to H-E-B on University? Little black lady named Joanna? Anybody familiar with her? Okay, I know. Miss Joanne had a mask on yesterday when I went there, and she wasn't feeling well. Said, I've been fighting off this cold. I said, you know what? And she's been checking me out with make sure I said this right. When I buy my stuff, she's the checker, the self-checker to help me check out. So when I got the fruit, I'm sorry. If she was in here, she'd be laughing at me. And so whenever I had to get fruit and stuff like that, she always helped me with that. But she wasn't feeling well. She said, I've been feeling well. I said, you know what? When you help me with that fruit, I go make juice for the people at church. I said, I'll bring you some juice tomorrow, which would have been today. Right? And when I got home, God says, is she going to be sick tomorrow? Is she sick right now? I said, she's sick right now. You still must go. Don't you love it when God uses your sermons to make you get up and do some. I got home, I go, Pastor Rita, I got to make this juice. God told me to take it right up there right now. And he said, I can't wait. I got to make a small juice just for this person who's not feeling well. So I made it, but Pastor Rita was headed up there. So Pastor Rita took the juice for me. Right? Now, she knows Pastor Rita because Pastor Rita is Pastor Rita. She knows me because I'm who I am. She didn't know us as the Reese's Pieces. But when she met the peanut butter with the Chuck, she go, oh, I know how to put it together. And let me tell you something, if God has gifted you to do something, he don't mean next week. He means for you to do it now. When God meant for us to get up and say something nice, you know how it come over you, you know your spouse is down on your nerve, but God said, go say something nice, just whatever it is. And you, not today, because if I say something nice, then they're going to think that crazy stuff they've been doing is okay. And God said, go say something nice. You still need to do it because they prayed that they need to hear something nice. And you can't pray and say, well, make them nicer. Yeah. Nathaniel said, Jesus said, I saw you under the tree before the man of God showed up to meet you. In other words, I'd already answered the prayer. I just need from you to walk it out. The prayer has been answered. You still got to go just because we say it. See, a lot of times we do this, oh man, I'm off script, but if you got the notes, read the notes. Listen, a lot of times we think somebody else will do it. And God said, no, your words are specific. There's something about you that's unique. There's something about the way you say it. That's why people think when I preach, they think I'm being funny. I'm not. It happens. It's just the way you say stuff. Mm. What I think people do enjoy is a level of anger. People love angry. Mm. They do. Now, I got cousins that have never seen me shed a tear. Yeah, you guys in this church have seen me in the midst of worship cry. There's never been a funeral that I've ever shed a tear. They've never seen it. If they came into church, they come in this place where a great God shows up into my heart and ministers in my heart, I cannot withhold it. I cannot withhold. Death cannot break me, but that living God, when he gets there, he can do it. So when I say we still must go, we still must go. Oh, they got it covered. They got it covered. No, no, no. You are the covering. You are the miracle. It ain't up to somebody else. You need to go. But listen to this, y'all. We went all biblical, though. Right? We go biblical all the time, though, right? We go biblical all the time. That statement, under the fig tree, the rabbis use that statement now. When you go back and study the Greek, don't go study the Greek. I'm going to tell you. Under the fig tree meant the place of meditation and worship. Under the fig tree, I saw you in meditation. I saw you in worship. Do not underestimate church. See, a lot of people may be praying, but they won't show up to church in a place where they can be seen by God. Not by people, but by God. He said, under the fig tree. He's like, under the fig tree. Under the fig tree was a statement that they used. That's where you go to meditate. That's where you go to pray. And when you're not in the climate, you'll never experience the weather. They're outside, and they're like, well, I've been talking to God, but you talking to God on the outside. And God says, come show up together, because you may need to be a blessing to somebody else. You woke up tired, but you said, we still must go. He wakes you up in the middle of the night and said, pray. And you go, no, I got to lay down, because I'm going to be too tired to go. You still need to get up and pray. You still need to get up and do it. You still must go anyway. It is not just taken care of. God wants us to be the actual living miracle of the spoken miracle. Right? It's one thing to say I read it in the Bible. It's another thing to live it. Right? When we're saying people say I love them, but I'm not in. And a lot of people say that about God. I love God, but I'm not in love with his word. Oh, man, this is, woo. Thank God we got the New Year's resolution out of the way. So if we does that way, right? Jeremiah 1:5, he says, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. He speaks directly to it. He says, I know you. That's on the way before anybody else has ever seen you. Before you were conceived, you existed. Right? Under the fig tree. And then it gets into the body, and somebody wants to destroy that? Whose body is it? Pan. This is a time we could take a nap. It's so quiet. I saw you under the fig tree. God, I've been going to church all these years. I saw you. I've been praying all these years. I saw you. But what you mad about is somebody else didn't see you and recognize you. Who do you want to see you, me or them? Whose eyes are more important?
All right, well, let's go on. Let's move on. Did the mic cut out? Was it that deep? Does the mic can't go with me?
We out factory. The light is redder than a stop sign. You remember that one time you were so... Oh, we'll wait till the adults are in here. Feet need to, fingers need to go jogging. Okay. Exodus chapter 3, verse 10 through 14. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, and thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I? Everybody say, who am I?
Who am I?
That I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. You may not have enough education, but I am sent you, so you qualify. All right? You may not have enough ability, but I am sent you, so he's going to speak through you. Moses say, I stutter. God say, I don't. Mm-hmm. Right? Moses said, they ain't going to like me, but it doesn't matter because I'm with you. And God just kept speaking. He didn't notice that God said, you're going to go talk to them, and then you're going to bring them out. Even before he accepted the role, he said, you're going to bring them out. Let me tell you, if we sit around silent, and I'm a different creature that I love to talk, but usually when I get around my family, I kind of shut down because they're all loud. Imagine me being the quietest. Ain't that crazy? There's a time where you have to show up because, again, even if people don't like it around you, God says, I like it within you. And I need you to go share what I told you to share, because the only way they're going to get from the side that they're on to the side that they need to be is by what you have to say to them. That's why it's important for you to read the word for yourself and put the word in you. And that way you'll gravitate to the things that not just you like, but the things that like you back. Most people just go to things that they like the most, and they spend so much time using them up that they forget to find something that likes them back. They spend so much time liking something that don't like you back, i.e. cake. Yesterday was my cheat day. I didn't have to eat the rest of that cake. You didn't get a slice of chocolate cake, did you? I ate the rest of it. Because I only get one Saturday out of the week. And I ate the whole thing. Heated it up, put some ice cream on it. Yeah, for sure. But college football regular season ended yesterday. Next Saturday, not the Saturday it's been. Right? And I got up and I went in and I served myself. But I found out this morning, right around that fourth mile, that cake and ice cream wanted to say something. No, not now. I'm way up the street. I'm down there by the Catholic Church. Not now. Right? There are some times that we have a hunger, and we want our kids to understand, quit hungering for people to like you quit hungering to like people that don't like you back. Behaviors, you want to get loud, you want to be loud, you want to get in trouble, but getting in trouble don't like you. You like the attention, but you don't like the attention that comes from it. Right? So you still must go anyway, and you still must be obedient. He said that, what if they don't run? Who do I tell them told me to come here? Tell them I am that I am sent you. I am sent you. I'm the one that sent you. So he didn't need to worry about what people think who didn't believe in him. All he needed to know was about the God who did believe in him. Right? God believes in you. The threat of your enemy because you obey God isn't anywhere near as painful as the regret that comes from not obeying God. Take the threat. And that's where Philippians 1:6, he that begun a good work in me is able to complete it. He's a finisher. God's a finisher. You're in God. Greater is he that's within you than he's within the world. Now, I'm made in his image. That means I can finish things. Quit thinking you're not supposed to finish stuff. Quit stopping too short. Quit letting the weather dictate it, right? You be in there. You be the only sunshine that people may see. It'd be cloudy in everybody else's world, but you're going to show up. You're going to be the light. You got to be the light. You got to be the light. Nobody else has to see you, but God sees you obeying him. He may be the only light you get today, but it's the best light on the planet. Right? It's the best one on the planet. Nobody else got up. Nobody else. I just feel like I'm fighting against the whole house. Good. Get there and do what you're supposed to do because you still got to go anyway. They still may not like you. They still may not get along with you, but you're going to go anyway because God is somebody's prayer. That's what I say about these kids, when these little bitty elementary kids who have no filter. They'll ask me as quickly as they'll say, when I grow up, I want to be just like you, where everybody goes, oh, they'll turn and say, but I hope I don't lose my hair like you. I want to go, your mom, but I don't. They have a way of humbling you. I'm going to speak just like you speak, but with hair. You don't know. Get you a wig. But if he begun a good work in you, he's going to finish it. Right? Go out and do what God asked you to do. Go out and do the small things what God told you to do. You got to get used to obeying the voice of God. People say, I don't hear from God. No, you don't stop ignoring God. It's so easy to ignore because you think it's insignificant. Nothing's insignificant with God. Well, let me read this next verse and then we'll talk. Joel 3, verse 9 through 11. I thought I preached this last. I didn't. It was so in me this week, I thought I preached it last week. I didn't. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Rouse the mighty men. Let all the men of war advance and attack. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am. Who is I am? God. Let the weak say, God is strong. Let's say it that way. If I am that I am, send me. I am means God. When we talk about the interpretation, especially in the Hebrew, let the weak say, God is strong. So no matter where you are, there's no circumstances where you're not enough because God is strong. Let the weak say, God's strong. God's strong. When God's strong, in fact, my limitation makes it even greater because God likes it when I'm down to nothing because he's up to everything because that's the only one I can give the glory to. Mm-hmm. I can't give the glory to my weaknesses because I know my weaknesses can give me that. But when my weak say, God's strong, I know all things are possible. Right? I know all things are possible. Well, I'm weak in reading. God's strong. Read. I'm weak in math. God's strong. Do math. You're not weak when you count money to buy something you like. I can't do math. Well, wait a minute. That'd be $11 and 72 cents. Oh, now you got math now. Now you a math major. Right? So don't let it be the conveniences of your obedience. Let it be the consistency of your obedience. Let it be there's a point to where you need to be consistent. And even when it seems like it's raining, there's times when we've had rain here, and I could get up, and on the outside, because we have these outdoor fans we were given to us by a restaurant that they didn't need, and they said you could have them. We have those heaters, not fans, they're heaters. Y'all seen them in a restaurant's heaters? So you ever sit on the back porch, you want to borrow one sometimes? Just let me know. You see a propane tank, you plug it in there. I mean, just like heat, you just sit out there, okay? Anyway, when it rains, it sounds louder hitting those things. And if I'm not careful, if I sit inside and listen to when I'm supposed to be outside, if I sit inside and listen to what it sounds like outside, I will get intimidated thinking it's worse outside when I've never been out there in the weather. It's a lot of times people want to point at your life, but they've never been out in the weather with you. And they will never come outside because what they hear about what you've been through, they think it's raining hard. But the minute I've stepped outside in my shorts to come up here and pray and to come up here and run, no problem. God, what if my cell phone get wet? Leave it in the car then. How am I going to run with no music? You know what? We're going to talk. There's no such thing as an excuse. We still must go. We still have to go. Let the weak say, by the grace of God, all things are possible. That is my strength and everything God calls us to do. Our limitations have greater expectations than anything in this world. My limitations is greater than anything in this world. Me walking with God, no matter how limited I am, I was telling my great nephew was getting ready to go play college football. I was telling him, I didn't get to play college ball. I went on select teams. I didn't get to play. I had to work all summer because we needed the money. I needed to help my family with bills as well as help myself with stuff I needed. Right? So I didn't get to play select ball. I didn't get to have all this extra coaching. But what I didn't have, God did have. And God says, because you didn't get to do all that, when you get into school, when school starts, you need to go practice before school and then after school, and that way you can go to work. So you don't have to work twice as hard to get there. But it was just instructions. If I didn't follow the instructions, it didn't mean anything. And I was telling him, whatever you couldn't pay for, God has purchased. My folks wasn't about to pay $2,500 for summer ball. In fact, I didn't even ask, because I may not be here. Just asking, Mama, you got $2,500?
Mom.
We still must go. Your smallest prayer is greater than the devil's greatest attack. Jesus wept is greater than the devil's greatest attack. Amen. Bow your heads. Father, we just thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for the deliverers in the room that are going to deliver the word and going to deliver the space and going to deliver the obedience to God. Thank you, Lord God, that seas are parting that others can walk through. We've been praying for them to have a path and have a way, Lord God, but you've called us to stretch forth our hands and divide the waters. And we thank you, Lord God, that we continue to show up. And I pray, Father God, for the encouragement upon each and every believer that thought what they were doing meant nothing, thought it was insignificant, thought nobody's really benefiting from it. Little did they know that if you were speaking to that person, that they were headed to do that small, alleged, insignificant thing. It meant the world to them. And Lord, we just thank you for it. We bless you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I know in worship, at the end of worship, when I talked about the thing about Moses, and I was looking at Devon and Vance, and they were like, we just talked about this. On the way. And I was telling them, when I was getting ready to say it, someone with me was like, man, don't say that. That ain't necessary. And God said, you still must go. Go. Don't go up here and preach to everybody else, but don't obey it. Obey what you preach. Amen? Practice what you... Amen. Amen. We love you. Man, get some juice.